Lifeline Report. News and commentary. Dan Rather, CBS News, The White House. Good morning. Richard Nixon, The Days of Decision. Details after this. Drama is an overworked word. Not now. The scenes in the Oval Office and in the upstairs living quarters of the White House are worthy of an Aristophanes, a Virgil, or a Racine. Richard Nixon, President of the United States, waits, watches, and wonders. Is there a way, any way, to hold on? If there isn't, which way out and when? The man is in agony, absolute. There is nothing exquisite about it. Only pain, bone deep, throbbing, increasing by the hour, compounded by the fact that he is, by instinct and choice, a loner. He has wounded others often, but never so many, so deeply, so often as now. His family, his friends, his political allies, those who believed in him most, and his country. He has been wounded often, but never so much, so deeply, so often as now. He is cornered, trapped, and what multiplies the agony so is that he did it to himself. The Kansas City Times, which is the morning edition of the Kansas City Star, owned and operated by friends and supporters, put it thusly. There is, quote, evidence that even now the president does not grasp what has happened. Nobody is driving him from office. He has done that himself, unquote, the Kansas City Times. He has delivered himself into the hands of his enemies. One after another, his friends say that they can no longer stand with him and answer to their own consciences. The Dallas Times-Herald, a newspaper in an area that stuck with him longer than most, and a publication that supported him longer, stronger than most, says the new evidence, quote, reveals deceit, hypocrisy, connivance to obstruct justice, and falsifications, unquote. The words grate and hurt. For any decent-thinking American to hear them said about the president, any president, and for any president to hear them and to know that so many decent-thinking people believe them is, has to be, nearly unbearable. But bear it he does. For how long, who can say? His age doubt that even he can say. Even those who know him best, those few who still see him, talk to him, hear from him, do not, cannot, profess to know what is in his mind and heart. He says, flatly, he does not intend to resign. He has tried hard. He has accomplished much for his party, his friends, his family, for himself and for his country. He has harmed much. He has harmed most, that most precious asset of any leader, of any institution, trust. If the decision was his alone to make, no one doubts what it would be. It is not. He believes inside where he lives that he is being treated unjustly. The question is whether there is, or ever can be again, enough others who believe that for him to hold on. And if there is, or can be, is it best for the country for him to do so? The days of decision move on. Now, please, this message. Dan Rather, The White House, on First Line Report from CBS News.